News desk.
The news.
News items. News items.
Hello and welcome to this week's News Blast. I'll be your host today, Brett Summers, and with me will be...
Damien Hicks.
And Clyde.
Actually, his name's... I've forgotten his name. Not Roof. That's... no... Me and the girls named him, now I've forgotten him.
I just thought we didn't even see him on this, though, will we?
Pardon?
We are.
Yeah. We're YouTubing.
We are YouTubing. Click subscribe. Do it for Clyde. But the big news of what's happening is that not a lot's happening. The SAG-AFTRA WGA strikes continue, and its latest casualty is Tron Ares, the third Tron movie where production has come to a staggering halt.
I don't think I bothered to watch the second one in the end.
Oh, it's really good.
I know. You said that, but the first one scarred me because it's so bad.
Yeah. And Jeff Bridges is a little bit suspect in it.
Yeah.
With his young kids around the arcade. But But no, the second one is a lot better. I the second one's one of those films, it can be on and you can just watch it when it's on. It's one
Fair
of
enough.
Those films.
Maybe I'll give it, it's on Disney, isn't it? So I'll give it a go.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. It's, there's no big plot twists and revelations. You probably guess what's going to happen. But there are some nice bits on there and some nice callbacks. And the important thing that you always need to remember is that the other guy, because you had Jeff Bridges and Bruce Boxleitner, the other guy was Billy the Kid from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. And he pops up in the, I think it's the after credit scene in this one as well. So, they kept it as tight as they could. But yeah, but that's all been delayed. Obviously, everyone else is being delayed. If you do want to keep up with all the strike things, I actually recommend, if you go on to the legendary Ron Perlman's Instagram, which is, I think it's Pearl Mutations. See what you did there?
Yeah, see what you did there.
And but like a lot of it's him in the picket line and talking about
Seen a couple of clips of him on
but
there.
But he actually sits there and explains all the points they're trying
to make and
stuff like that. So I've understood more of it from listening to his videos than I have from what they've tried to shorten up on the news or whatever. So if you are interested in that...
Well, the media like to control the narrative, man.
Yeah. Damn the man. Are we media? Shit.
Oh, yeah.
But
let's
anyway,
control the narrative.
We can't control ourselves, let alone the narrative. But
we can't even control who's going to be in the studio.
Yeah. But so Tron has been delayed along with loads of other stuff. One of the things they were worried about being delayed or being turned into a movie at Disney was the season 4 of Mandalorian. But now, apparently, contrary to previous reports, it will not be changing from a television series into a movie. Because I think it's basically what time they've got left, what footage they've got, maybe a rush to get it out.
So I didn't even know that was a thing.
And they were going to try and make it into a... But again,
I don't think I'd have... Well, I mean, I haven't watched the latest season, and that's not through not wanting to, I just not had the time to. But I really don't think I'd bother if it was a film. I think the whole kind of...
The serial aspect.
Yeah, is what makes it.
It's quite old.
It gives
school,
it time to
it?
Breathe. It
reminds me of the old sort of Zorro, Lone Ranger.
Well, not just that. I mean, a
Flash,
film, even if a film is two hours long, it doesn't... It's just going to be over. Whereas when it's a series, they can expand a bit more. But
other trouble at Disney includes Snow White getting more hate campaigns against it online. We had the little people argument previously. Now it seems that a lot of people have attacked, and I've forgotten the actress's name now, so I do apologise. She's playing Snow White, but apparently she's not the right race and people are not happy.
But you can take your IP, if you own it, and change it.
Does it affect the story? Is anything to do? The main bit that would annoy me more if it was, say, it was a stepmother, it was a like next door neighbor or something, because that's the main aspect of the dynamic of the relationship.
Yeah,
but I don't think it affects it that much that it bothers me. In some things it could, but not.
Yeah,
in
I think
one.
There is some things it would make a difference,
but I don't. But to me, it doesn't. But
it's set in a fairy tale land. You know, it's not. It's not like it's.
You're
writing a. It's a biopic of Beatrix Potter.
It's not Nelson Mandela the movie, is it?
No, exactly.
You know, so certain aspects don't need to be kept. But it seems to be going on and on. And at one point, there was a statement that they were going to bin it, but it looks like they are carrying on with it.
Okay. So I did see the headline that they were going to bin it.
Yeah, but Gal Gadot is the evil Wicked Queen, Wonder Woman.
Right, okay.
Apparently, or she was going to be, or is, but it's all a bit of a cluster over there with the internet screaming at Snow White, ironically, but she's asleep. And other problems with Disney seem to be relating to their streaming service, which appears to have peaked, and they're trying to do different things now to get more money out of people, including different tiers. You had something to say on this, Damien.
I just don't think it's going to make any difference. They're buying on their ass. The fact is, if you're currently paying, so over in the UK it's like £5 a month or something close to that. If their new package, if I've read it right, is they're going to charge you an extra couple of quid for that, and then the tier below that, which would be a £5, has adverts. I don't think that's going to entice anyone. If anything, it's just going to turn people off, because you've either got it because you want to watch the old stuff because you've got kids like me. So you're not going to get rid of it, because every day one of the kids wants to watch Frozen or Encanto. So that's, I'm stuck with that for the next couple of years regardless. And people that haven't got it clearly don't want it. And putting adverts in there is just,
yeah, it's not like there's a Star Wars fan that's just realised there's a bunch of new stuff out and it's only on Disney Plus.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, everyone that's going to get it has probably got it now and it's peaked out. The same thing happened with the WWE network, with the World Wrestling Entertainment. I mean, for a few years, it was gaining and gaining and building up and building up. Then, I mean, by about the sort of fourth or fifth year, they were buying up footage of other regional promotions and things to put on there. But it wasn't growing because you had those people already. The core audience, the diehards that are interested in it, were already there. You know, you needed to create new things to get new viewers in, but there wasn't much to do. And in the end, he just sold it to Peacock in America.
And this
we've got it over here still, but same with Disney. Over here, we've got a better deal than America, because in America, it's Disney and Hulu, whereas we've got the Stars, National Geographic, and a lot of the other stuff on there, like, you know, where we get like American Dad and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Family Guy and what. Where I don't think they will get that in America. I think it's on different things in America.
Yeah, so
we've got the better deal, but Disney are taking things off now. Willow's already gone. I never got a chance to watch that.
No, I didn't. I was saving. We're not saving it, but I'll get around to watching that at some point, and it just disappeared. But the thing is, their only way to grow is to put content on there that people want to watch. Price and tiers isn't going to make any difference whatsoever. It's content.
So do you think in the next 10, 15 years, then we're going to end up with like just each one eating each other up to there's about 2 or 3 left?
Yeah, we said that a while back, didn't we? That for, I don't know, 6, 7 years, the viewer, the consumer, whatever you want to call us now, is going to suffer until they realise that having their own individual streaming service isn't going to work. So they'll either do what the likes of Paramount have done over here anyway, which is just partner up with Amazon, so it's available through Amazon
and
for
Sky.
A fiver. Yeah.
And you get it free with Sky Movies in the UK.
Yeah, so.
But yeah, that piggybacking it, I think, will be the big thing now. Yeah, and see what happens, I guess. If you are a subscriber to Netflix and you like Stranger Things, you'll be pleased to know that Stranger Things are releasing a new limited series comic from Dark Horse Comics entitled Stranger Things The Voyage. And it's going to take readers to the open seas this November. So whilst we've got like however long it is till the next series of Stranger Things, this is all apparently official and canon.
Could look at the camera instead of me.
I forget the camera's there. but it's all well, canon and everything.
You could do this, look, like that.
And it's written by Michael Morachi, who did Stranger Things, Conchata, and that, and other things to do with that. So it's all going to be exciting for you Stranger Things fans as we wait till the next series debuts when they're all 40, pretending to still be at school.
I did see, what's her name?
Eleven,
saying that she's kind of feels like she's done with Stranger Things. So I'm assuming this is going to be the last one. I can't remember if that's ever, if it was announced that it would be the last one or not.
Well, I think it will be the last one for maybe a little bit. But then all they need to do is finish this one off and then do one where it's like 10 years later and it's, well, they're in the 80s, aren't they? So it could be like 1996 and they can all play their own age.
Yeah.
But I still think there's a loss. The curly hair kid with the hat, what's his name?
Don't know.
I can't remember. But he needs to star in a Monkees movie where he plays Mickey Dolenz. There is money on the table there, and he needs to do that. Other news. Gael Garcia Bernal is playing to the crowd as Cassandro in the new Lucha Libre movie that's coming out soon. I heard about this ages ago, then heard nothing about it, and now suddenly it's coming out. It's from Academy Award winning director Roger Ross Williams, and Cassandro, for the uninitiated, is what they call in Lucha Libre Mexican wrestling an exotico.
Right, okay. Which is, that still doesn't help me in any way, shape, or form.
He's a male wrestler who may be effeminate and...
Right, okay.
Think Adrian Street, think... other wrestlers, you know, that played the feminine card, the homosexual card, if you will. So, and in Mexico, in a strong Catholic country, being a drag wrestler has definitely been an interesting career for the gentleman, if that's how he identifies. I'm not sure, but it's it's coming out, and it's gonna be a big one, and I think they're gonna be trying to do that Michael Douglas Liberace spin on it, where they're going to try and play it for the awards. But yeah, something to look at that's a bit different at the cinema when it comes out. Also, I don't know if you've seen it, but it's hitting the cinemas again and on the memorabilia stands. American Wealth in London is coming back out, and all the original artwork has now been retouched and re-released and redone, and you can buy all the posters and all that again. So not only will you have a nice one this time, all the old ones that you had will be worth a lot more money. So it's not like it's aimed at a collector's market at all, but there is some different designs and things, and some of the, even like the boring design where it was like the dog drawing, painting, sort of.
Yeah, yeah.
And all that, which if you Google it, you can see them online. But yeah, you know, it just scares me the fact that it's getting that old, that it's the reissue of the reissue of the reissue now. Speaking of reissuing, Disney Plus again are releasing season two of the X-Men. Well, season one of the X-Men is ready to be released, and X-Men 97 season two is already underway, which I guess they saw what was coming and managed to get ahead of themselves. And it will continue where the original series left off in 1997. And carry on from there. So that was a very good series. It, not necessarily for children, but it played it well and covered a lot of stuff that was ignored in all the films that made the X-Men good. So hopefully, yeah, that'll be good. Also, there's a spooky release date for American Horror Story's 12th season, which is entitled Delicate, and it comes on September the 20th this year, and it's going to be split into two parts, and it's based on the novel Delicate Condition and follows a woman who fears a sinister force is trying to harm her pregnancy, but it gives it a feminine twist, and it's got Emma Roberts, Kim Kardashian in her first major action role, Cara Delevingne, Zach Quinto, and probably everyone else who's ever been in American Horror Story. Yeah. But I'll try the first one and see what happens.
I doubt I will bother.
But they've got worse as they've gone on, unfortunately.
Exactly.
What was once edgy and sort of a really good series has just become some sort of self paint by numbers. Now. Yeah. Other big news, which I'm really excited about, the Peter Dinklage-led Toxic Avenger reboot has revealed its first looks. Legendary Pictures are bringing it to the big screen. And we see Dinklage wielding the luminescent green mop as a weapon. And there's a little bit, obviously, mystery surrounding his character. And again, it's going to premiere at Fantastic Fest on September the 21st this year. And they promise a star-studded cast.
Cool.
Which apparently includes Kevin Bacon, Julia Davis, and a lot more, with probably a cameo from Lloyd Kaufman.
You would think so, wouldn't you?
And maybe even James Gunn, because he started with Troma, didn't he? So he might be walking across the street or something like that. Maybe. Any other things coming in from yourself, Damien? Any hot topics?
Nope, and we've gone past our time limit.
I know, there's a lot going on considering everyone's on strike. I guess it's a good time to push out things because they know it'll get to the top of the news file. But that's our news for this week. We'll see you soon.
News desk.
The news.
News items. News items.